What's up, guys? With an Knuckleheads podcast, and I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater. It's Matt Early.
And I'm Batman. Yeah. And I'm the fan trader. Welcome to the conversation.
Yeah, something. You forgot how to do this? You don't remember where you are, who you are?
Because you just got out of bed fucking 4 minutes ago.
I did. You know, my fat ass. Like, I set my alarm for 6:30. I heard it, and I put it on stop. And then my fat ass, like, the phone slid under my body, so, and I had multiple alarms.
So it muffled the whole thing? It
muffled everything.
Doesn't it vibrate when it rings?
No. No, mine. I don't have it set up to vibrate.
What's that's not really a fat ass move. If you were like, I leaned over and I had a sandwich, then I would be like, all right, that's a fat ass move. But I've had the remote under me and we're just like, huh, where the fuck is your remote? Oh, okay. There
and you were hitting the ass, this is fanboy, change the channel.
This fanboy, you see what my girl, yeah, cool. Get in
no,
there.
No, you're talking about yours.
Me? Oh, I think you're talking about, I was like, oh, you see what my girl, okay, have a good one, man.
Because you're the one that lost the controller.
Yeah, I did. I lost the remote a couple times like that. Especially the fucking Fire Stick remote. It's so little and...
Yeah, you don't feel it.
It goes right under the folds, man. I can't find it. Right in the ass.
Is it still in there? Did you dig it out?
No, I think she got it now.
That might be on sensor.
So, your voice is gone. It's pretty funny. Yeah. We all sound like we literally just woke up, which is...
Because we kind of... Well, I
literally... Yeah, I did too. I woke up like 25 minutes ago.
I woke up at 7.
I woke up at like 7:12.
Why are you trying to
show off, man? Because when my alarm rings, I get the fuck up.
I didn't set an alarm. Well, I think my alarm says Sunday.
Granted, I did wake up like 14 minutes to 7, and I cursed your name, you fucking cocksucker.
Why you curse my name for?
Because you wanted to record early.
I never asked for any. I don't ask for shit. And the one time I ask for something, I get shit on.
Yep.
Curse his fucking name.
Yeah, fuck your
why are you trying to...
Deflect? Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Dude, own up to it, man.
What, that I asked to... So I could go to the doctor. I'm sorry.
Do you accept his apology?
I'll think about it. We'll find out by the end of the show.
Anyway. Fuck his face.
No thanks.
It's pretty early, yeah. I don't know. I'm tired. And I have to go sit in the doctor's office for like 2 hours.
I think we need better doctors.
We do. Today is going to determine whether I get another doctor or not.
You go to the one around the corner, right? The one that everyone's been going to for.
Yeah, I've been going in for 2 decades so or more. So if I go there and he doesn't give me... I hate that they always weigh you every time you go in. Because it's like, dude, I know I'm fat. You don't have to weigh me and go, damn, you're fat. Like, it's literally just like the point of like, I don't understand it.
On top of that, you do it yourself, no?
Yeah, I weigh myself every fucking day. And I hate what I see there, let alone see it in front of someone else. And then you go in there... And I'm like, hey, I need this, I need that. And then he's like, okay, here's some shit. And then it doesn't work. And then I'm just like, hey, this didn't work. He's like, oh, I don't want to give you nothing, you know, higher because this is pretty high. I'm like, yo, if it's not working, like, the fuck? You could have the pills back. Like, it's not like I'm a fucking junkie. And I'm like, yo, dude, I took all this shit and I want more. I'm like, yo, here.
I started crushing it down and sniffing it.
Well, you could start a meth lab like that, man.
I'm about to start buying pills off the street and shit for $8 a pill. But yeah, it's just annoying. So if he does that shit to me again, I'm gonna start looking for a better doctor in the area, something close but not that. Like even if I have to take a fucking cab to it, that's like, you know.
I mean, they have
there's a lot of motherfucking doctors in this place.
Yeah, and they also have an urgent care over here on Myrtle. Huh? No, not a murder. On St. Nicholas.
Urgent care is different from regular doctor.
I'm talking about like a primary physician.
Mm. You can't just go to an urgent care and be like, yo, my back hurts. You go to urgent
care. Technically, you can.
I knew you could. And
you can.
They have the machines there. That's
you why. Won't see the same doctor, though. It's like going to the ER, basically.
I thought urgent care was more for urgent care.
Well, I mean, it's like going to an ER. Technically, this is urgent care.
Yeah, I wonder if you could argue it, yeah.
But I mean,
it's like, you know, you don't go back and you don't get treated by, you know.
No, yeah, you're right. You don't get treated by the same doctor. But they'll probably...
Like, he can't just go in there and be like, yo, give me a fucking prescription for pain meds for my back. They're going to be like...
True.
No, but I can bring my MRI results and go like, hey, I'm in excruciating pain. Like, what can I do? And they'll say, okay, maybe let me see the results. And it's like, literally, I got the results yesterday and I read what it says. And it talks about narrowing canals and like how bad it is, so... It's like, you know, I already know the shit is bad. So if once they see it, it's going to be like, oh, okay.
Or maybe they could refer you. I'm not exactly sure to the extent of what they can do. Because Miss Ventura went there once. And she got like a little checkup or whatever, and then but not because of the checkup. She had to go for something else, and then they took her, and that was it.
Yeah, well, Miss Fanboy, when she had chlamydia, nah, she went there before. She went there before, and it, like,
you didn't know.
I think she was sick, and she, like, they just gave her like cold medication or whatever, and it was
for chlamydia.
This is the second time. But yeah, it's pretty much a doctor, but I'm gonna look for a better primary physician just because this place is like decades old and it's just
not updated.
Yeah, it's not updated, and I feel like they don't
he's just going through the motions almost.
Yeah, I feel like the only things that he like offers me are things that people come in, give him free shit, and they're like, hey, like the pain management place, hey, bring, you know, customers here. And then it's like, you see the pain management, like, logos on everything they have there. And it's like,
he gets a bucket of crow for every patient.
He's in the bed with Big Pharma. So it's just like, yo, go over there.
Aren't they all?
Even though you don't, if I didn't need it at the time, it was like, oh, go here. And it's like, okay, like, why are you telling me to go here? And then when I see a surgeon, he's like, you don't need pain management. And then it's like, there's a disconnect there. So I just want to get a whole new chart, a whole new physician.
Like, why are you sending me to a sex change doctor?
Yeah.
Because you're such a bitch.
I'm just, that's fine. I'm just going to get a new thing. I'm just tired of going there because it's not doing nothing for me. And then I hate the fact that you make an appointment for 10:30 or something like that, and you're sitting there until 1 o'clock.
That's one of my biggest peeves. Yeah. When you go to any place and you make an appointment, and yet they still make you wait. Yeah. And mind you, you're at this point, you're not filling any papers because you've been there so long, or so many times, rather. And that's it. Like, they already checked your insurance.
No, yeah, I walk in, she said, same insurance, yes, same address, yes, okay, sit down. Like, yeah. It's literally not, I don't have to do anything but give them $20.
The first thing they want to know is, how can we bill you?
No, it's true. I forgot what place I went to that they would charge you if you didn't tell them that your insurance has changed.
Like, charge you a fee, a penalty?
Yeah, because they would have it, like, right on the wall. And it said, please inform your doctor or whatever, or nurses, whoever's at the front, that your insurance has changed. If not, you may suffer a penalty or a fee.
Something. Yeah, I don't know. I just know that I've gotten hit with fees. I've gotten hit with wrong insurance. I've gotten hit with fucking, I left. I thought she'd, like, I was like, oh, I don't owe the money. And then I got caught with that, like,
$20
months down the line, and I got hit from a collections.
Because
I owed, like, 20-something bucks. And I was just like, can I pay it right now? Yeah, sure. Okay. Like, and I just paid it. Because I'm like, seriously? Like, these motherfuckers, not only have I been, chances are our family put one of their doctor's kids through fucking college because my mom's medical bills. My mom's medical bills were probably $500 to $1 million over the fucking like 10 years she was sick. Like every surgery they made her get that she didn't need, like $200,000, $300,000. So it's
can we say they put a price on life?
I think all doctors do.
Yeah,
they literally put a price on life.
They have I guess the way they justify it is because they're student loans and shit.
Yeah, but
yeah,
I mean, but fuck, how long does it take to
Patella's like,
well, I figured they're like,
well,
I figure like six digits.
I'm assuming that, you know, after a doctor's been in business for a little while, you know,
Dr. like, Patel's been in business for,
oh yeah,
for 30 years. He has his own practice.
But that's not him though. That's I see the younger.
No, there's another there's two Patels there, old one and young one.
One of them is a foot doctor.
The old one owns the practice.
There's another one is a foot doctor.
Oh. The old Dr. Patel that's been seeing us since we were kids, he owns that practice.
And I feel like they're all Dr. Patels around here. Like, that's a Dr. Patel, the one on...
Yeah.
Well, the one on Wyckoff used to be...
Well, it's Dr. H. Patel, J. Patel, it's like...
It's like Smith.
Yeah, it is.
It's Smith.
But anyway. That's the thing, I hate, like... I just hate going to a place and it's like, oh, your appointment's now. And, like, the last time I went there a couple months ago, my appointment was for fucking, like, 8 o'clock. And I wound up seeing the doctor at like 9 and change. And it's like, why make appointments then? Let me just fucking walk in. Or let me come in at like 7 a.m. Be the first one there. Like,
people do that.
Let's fight to the death.
But there, it's I don't know how they do the system thing, but I always feel like when I get there and people get there after me, they see doctors before I do. Like, it always looks like that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, with Patel, they like, oh, you can wait in the car and then we'll call you. And it's just like, it really looks bad for people sitting here because you don't know who's coming in, who's been here, who hasn't been here.
Yeah.
But
it's the passport situation all over
again. Yeah. But like hidden fees and stuff, that's also, we learned that this week because we got royally fucked.
How royally?
Caribbean crew.
We were shipwrecked.
How should I ask?
Which I contacted them and like...
Oh, you gotta tell the story first.
So basically...
Go raspy.
So basically...
Rorschach's journal!
Got fucked by cruise ship. Hurts a lot.
So basically we booked the cruise, right?
All I'm saying is it's going to be the first time we could use the bass equalizer in the episode. It actually makes sense this time. Go on.
So we booked the cruise. I don't think any of us have ever been on a cruise before. So I said, you know what? I'll front the money for the initial payment.
I got your cash downstairs.
Yeah, okay, thank you. And then everyone, you know...
I don't.
And everyone will get me later.
I'll blow you.
By the time, I have to make the payment.
Shut the fuck up. Let him finish. Interrupt. Stop interrupting.
So, and they automatically take out a deposit from my credit card.
Which is 400.
Right? They charge it, which is 400 per room.
Yeah.
Because we got two rooms.
All right, fine.
So, we didn't know. And mind you, their fucking website sucks ass. So much ass that we had to call them up to confirm that our...
that we got fucked?
No, that our confirmation went through. Because if I remember correctly, we entered all the information. I was like, okay, press next. Or
done. Final, like your confirmation.
Yeah. We click it. It takes you right back to the main page. And we're like, what the fuck happened?
And no emails, it's no nothing. It's not even like,
thank you for booking with us cocksuckers.
Yeah, nothing. No email, no confirmation page. And we were like, what the fuck? Did it go through? Like, we don't want to put all this shit in.
You got to put 8 people's information in.
Yeah. That was a bitch.
That's a lot of information.
And then, mind you, we had to guess on some stuff.
Yeah, we did. It's gonna be interesting when we get there.
So go on.
So bam. So we called them up. They confirmed everything, and they sent us the emails. This motherfucker never told us that we would have to contact them again to pay. Because you figure
that just seems weird.
It's fucking stupid. Because I would give you my credit card information. Just keep it and charge it. So everyone at this point in their life has a credit card that has anti-theft on it or some type of protection on it.
Well, not just that, but what kind of company doesn't charge your credit card?
No, the way it works is they take the deposit and then delete all your credit card information.
And they're like, it's for your protection. So on the day after we were supposed to pay, This woman called me.
So you literally have to call back to...
No.
They take the deposit, and then you have to... In order to make your final payment, you have to call them and say, hey, I'm ready to make my final payment. Here's my information again.
You can't just make the payment right there on the spot?
No, because she called me the day after it was done.
Of course they do.
So I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? She called me from... are we saying the name? Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Royal Caribbean Cruises.
Bunch of maggots? Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, you know, maybe you're calling to, like, confirm or ask.
Give us free stuff.
Give us free stuff.
Suck all day.
And she's like, hey, so you guys, you didn't pay yesterday or you passed the payment. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? You guys have my credit card.
What the fuck are you on about, bitch?
And she's like, we sent out this email and... I'm like, you're fucking kidding me, right? And
did you actually have an email?
I had an email, but when you read the first couple lines, it's like confirmation that you fucking did the cruise. So I'm like, oh, this is a receipt email. So yeah. I just literally like, I bypassed it because I am in 2017 and I wouldn't assume that a company that has your credit card,
a big company,
a huge company, deletes it and is like, hey, you have to call, like, use your telephone to call it. And it's like, who the fuck calls anymore? Like, I can book anything with a couple clicks on my fucking phone. Why do I have to call you?
Exactly.
That makes no sense. Especially if it takes like fucking 45 minutes to get a stupid service agent.
Who the fuck wants to talk to anybody anymore?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. No,
but that's the whole point. And you know, when we called, I think we were on hold for a little bit. So it's annoying. That's why that's eliminated from the equation for any intelligent company. So she's calling. She's there, and she's like, "Oh,
you
fucking lost the room."
Imagine every time we went to the movies, or every time you ordered off Amazon, you had to call them. And be like, God, "Hey, this is my purchase."
And then you got
to
call. Yeah, can I finish my payment, please?
Yeah, like every single, but not every cart, every item. You gotta be like, "Hey,
you call each."
Like imagine you had to do that. That's what that felt like, and how stupid that was.
Ooh, it was the most retarded shit. Like I went off.
Hey, we can't use retarded. That's not PC.
Anyways, it was the most annoying shit. I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, and I was feeling it a little bit, and I didn't tell him right away because I'm like, okay, let me see what's gonna happen, because if I already know how he gets, if I'm a little like got a knot in my stomach, imagine him. So
the question is, could you have canceled right there on the spot? Because that would have been more worth it in my head.
I could have, but...
But they're going to eat you $400, probably.
They would have eaten $400 per room. So, $800 altogether.
Wow. He would have ate that.
$400 per room?
Because that's the deposit.
Oh.
So, you don't get your deposit back because we already passed the deadline.
And that's why they call you the day after.
Because you already passed, so they already got you for $800.
They probably have all that set as reminders to make sure that... They don't call.
Yeah, that's probably in the fucking big book of dick face.
Fuck yeah. That's definitely the case. And like I was going off on her, and I'm like, how could you guys do this? Like blah blah blah. And then on top of that, she was like, let me see what I can do. Let me see if I can rebook you.
What makes it worse when he tells me, I'm telling him in all caps and shit, the stuff he's yelling at her probably already, and I'm just like, I'm talking to the guy next to me, and I'm like, dude. What fucking company makes you like? I'm telling him the story, and he's like, "That's the stupidest shit I've ever heard." And I'm like, "Okay, so."
It would have been funny if he was like, "You know what? Actually, Royal Caribbean."
Yeah. So I was like, "Okay, so the plan is gonna be either take all that like take the L on the if they charge a deposit." Oh, I didn't think they were gonna take $800, but I was like, "Okay, if it's $400." You know, we give everybody their money back, divide the 400 by 8, and just like, okay, this is what we have to pay. It sucks, but this is what we're going to do. And
you
like,
just lie. I'm like, yo, they fucked us, which they did. They fucked first.
Well, but technically, it's my fault for not seeing the email, but the shit is... not knowing the fact... Like, the process is stupid, but I should have checked the email. So it's technically my fault.
It still seems like a... That seems like amongst the weirdest and rarest conditions I've ever heard. It seems like it's easier to book a plane flight than a fucking
yes. A plane flight is 3 clicks, dude.
Yes, I told her this is so fucking shady.
They're gonna check your dookie shoe while you're fucking there and shit at the airport. You know what I mean?
It was the shadiest shit. And then on top of that, she's like, oh, let me see if I can book the rooms again.
Here we go.
And she's like, oh no, we lost one of them. I think it might have been you guys. And I'm like, are you serious? Are you fucking serious? And she's like, yeah, they're just leaving. They're like being
and the reason why that's bullshit is because when we looked at the availability, the first person I spoke to months ago was like, they were like, oh, you might want to book because, you know, these go fast. And I was like, yeah, they fucking mentioned that shit to everybody. Then the next person I spoke to, when it was a planner or whatever, the chick was like, oh, yeah, you have plenty of times. Like, these don't fill up until, like, a week before the leave. And I'm like...
Oh, in the bowels of the ship?
She said because sometimes the week before it could go either way. You could either get a super deal, or if it's super last minute, you might have to pay double. But she said it still fills up. And I'm like, well, that makes sense. And then I'm like, damn, should we wait and try to get a deal, or we might get fucked? Like, it's a 50-50. Yeah. But she wasn't like... They're flying off the shelves. It's crazy time. Like, she wasn't doing that. So they really try to sell you on the fact that, you know, people are really trying to get in that one cruise that we're going on. Like, it's
the only cruise.
And you know what's funny? When she called me up, the first thing she said, oh, yeah, I want to speak to you about the cancellation. And I'm like, what happened? Like, did the ship, like, is not...
Did it blow up? Did it crash? Like,
it's not leaving? Hey, well, what's going on? And she's like, no, you guys can't. I'm like, what?
Bitch.
So I was there. I was forced to upgrade us, and
so did we get something better?
we have balcony rooms now. So with I think ocean views.
Two or
yeah,
one?
Two. Two. Because
well, no, some rooms don't have windows.
No, I know, but it seems so trivial, like ocean view. Motherfucker, I go outside, I can see the ocean all that fucking please.
And so I had to. We got that. Each room has a $50 credit. Well, I think this
each room or each person.
Each room.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah. So I think this is like their standard.
Fuck you.
Giveaway, like, oh yeah, we're gonna smooth everything over. They probably everyone in that fucking cruise ship is probably gonna get that. But it's the worst experience I've ever. Like had to go through with a company. It's up there because it's so fucking ridiculous, and the fact that you couldn't even send out like a reminder email or something.
Yeah, like hey, don't forget to pay your
Because the email that we got, I think it was a month old. Like literally after they took out the deposit, it was like okay, now you have to pay this. And so it's like fucking stupid.
Why don't they just smack you for the whole fee in one swift motion?
Thank you. And as a matter of fact, that's what the guy said. The guy who we called initially to confirm that our confirmation went through, he was like, oh, since it's such a big group, they're probably going to take it all out.
Right or away. They're going to charge you the deposit, and then at the end of the week, they're going to charge, or the end of this month, you're going to get hit with the full thing anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, you might as well either pay the whole thing, or like, whatever. He didn't say... You have to call back. Like, he didn't do any of that.
That's some sneaky shit right there.
Dude, that whole company seems sneaky, bro.
So, when I messaged them, I tweeted them out and shit on them twice. The first time, he's like, in literally 38 seconds, it said, like, oh, email us or DM us with your information. Let's see what we could do. All this stuff. And I give the dick or bitch this story, and they're like, oh... Okay, so let me see what I could do. So they're like, "Oh, the $400 is gonna go like the original $400 deposit from the original room is gonna go to this room or something like that." So I was like, "Okay, but that's not what we're talking about. We got charged an extra $300 because of a bullshit policy, and we're going back and forth all this stuff." And she said something to the effect of like. You know, I'm sorry, but our policy changes. Let me look. She said,
our policy changes as we see fit.
We're sorry to hear about this issue you were having with our website. We certainly understand how that's an inconvenience. After reviewing your booking, we see the first payment of $2,488 was accepted today. But putting in your reservation book the status, there's no previous history. Duh, because the original one got fucking canceled. You cunt. And then it says, we're sorry for a miscommunication that led you to believe you secured this booking. Keep in mind, our prices are subject to change based on a number of factors. For example, availability. Huh. We're sorry for any disappointment.
Availability, number two, we're going to fuck you in the ass.
So I'm going back and forth with her, like, this is bullshit. Like, this, like, literally, like, this is stupid. And then her second-to-last message before I went off was, as previously mentioned, our prices always change for different reasons. We know your experience on Anthem will make up for your disappointment. See you in September.
Wow.
And I was like... I'm going to town on her about how stupid the company is and how next time we're going to go to Norwegian, all this shit. And she never responded to any of that. But I was like, this is a fucking waste of time and blah, blah, blah. So then the next tweet I sent out, which got like 1,000 impressions on Twitter, was Royal Caribbean tries to fix problem but winds up vomiting back the stupid policies that they said in the first place.
Funny, they even just dumped you out. They was just like, see you in September. That was their way of saying, go fuck yourself. Fuck
yeah, because the thing is, there's... literally, like, I assume that she's going to look at this situation and at least offer the $50 room thing that we already had. But I figured that was going to be the thing. But no, it was just like, you know, hey, you're going to enjoy this trip. And I'm like, man, I would fucking so wish so much bad if we weren't getting on this cruise.
Hashtag fuck Royal...
Fuck yeah, man. Because that's stupid. Yeah, you're just trying to rob people.
Or they are, because the thing is that after they take you for your $800 deposit, and you're like, you know what, fuck you, cancel it. It's like, okay, we'll cancel it, but you're not getting $800 back.
That's why, then, you know what we should do? We should fucking shit in the back of all the toilets.
Well, no, but they have his credit card.
No, they delete it after.
Yeah, no, after you make your final payment, that's when they put it on record.
No, well, I fucking hope they don't, because no, that was the stupidest shit.
At the door, they're going to ask you for $1 million in case you fuck shit up in here.
Well, no, yeah, when you check into a hotel, they look at your credit card and your IDs and stuff.
All right, so let's just go to random rooms. And, I mean, there's got to be public bathrooms, right?
Yeah, they have a bunch of public
stuff. All right, like so that. Then we'll just, you know.
If you want,
shit on the floor.
We could shit in the back of the toilets because they won't find that out until
after.
Yeah.
Shit in garbage cans.
Why gotta be so much about shit, and why can't we do all this stuff?
How do you know we're gonna have that much ammunition?
Well, it's all the buffets, so.
Oh, okay.
Might be shitting our brains out. But I'm just saying, like, that, you're gonna get mad, say cancel it, and then they're gonna go, okay, we're gonna keep your 800, and then you either got two choices, like, eat it, or say, you know what, fine, give me the new room, and then you get hit with an extra $300 fee.
And it's a win-win for them.
Yeah, because they keep you 800.
They keep you 800, and that room gets booked anyways.
That's crazy.
For a higher amount, because it's closer to the fucking date. Cruises are cheap if you buy a deal like off of like Groupon, but if you buy directly from them, they're gonna fuck you any way they can. It's pretty bad. Yeah.
How long are they going out of business?
Cruises? Who said cruises going out of business?
Everybody.
Are you assuming?
No, but it just seemed...
I don't know about that.
it seemed like the airlines, how they struggle to make money, so they try to find any which way to take your ass to get your money out of your pocket, because it doesn't seem... You know, airlines struggle to keep a flight.
Yes.
So maybe it's similar principles. That's why they're trying to take any which way they can get, like a casino. Casinos trying to take your fucking money out of your ass any which way they can.
But that's what casinos do. Like, that's their money.
Not via gambling, via just everything else. Like,
well, amenities. Yeah. You gotta remember, like, I was telling him downstairs, like, I was telling him about the drink packages, and he's like, shouldn't that be included? And I'm like, for on vacation, they're gonna catch you with every fee they possibly, like, and that's anywhere. That's, as much as I hate Royal, it's not just a Royal thing. Like, even in Vegas, it's like, hey, you know, Wi-Fi is $40 for the week, you know, like, things like that. So it's not, they get you on the cruise, and then it's like, okay, you gotta drink something, right? Yeah, so either do you want to pay $4 or $5 a soda, or do you want to get unlimited for $200-something for 5 days? The $200-something equals out to, like, 5-6 drinks a day, in theory, depending on the price of them.
And that's everything.
That's what I'm saying. It's, like, unlimited. So $300, you can get, you know, 20 Jack Daniels, but... The thing that he was saying is like, because I said, oh, if we get one, like every two of us split one of those things, you go up, you get two drinks, or get one, go back, get another one. Like, it's
that's what I was saying, because if you have one to a room, and the whole internet, they have like internet cafes,
but it's also they have like the cafes, but the for the room it's per device.
Yeah,
that's where they catch your ass.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you really think about it. I mean, you're not really, maybe not everyone needs to have their own device with Wi-Fi, if that makes sense. Like, let's say we're going to watch Netflix or something. All right, we'll put it on my device and just hook it up.
Nah. I need it for Dragon Ball Z. Don't call that, man. I got to keep it.
Well, I'm bringing my laptop anyway, because I'm hoping that their TV has HDMI. And
so hook it up.
I have Netflix.
They got whatchamacallit. They got old Zenith on there.
Probably.
Like at the hospital. Yeah,
because I'm thinking of bringing my the Google Fire Stick.
Well, I was gonna bring one too. So yeah, if you bring your Fire Stick, then I won't bring mine. But I'll.
Oh, you were gonna bring both?
I was gonna bring the laptop with the Fire Stick.
Okay.
Yeah. Just in case Wi-Fi sucks a lot, I don't have to go to the website. I could just go on the Fire Stick. But also, I have 200 some episodes of Batman 66 saved on the hard drive just in case.
I don't even want to watch that.
I also have Dark Knight. I have a couple movies saved on the hard drive just in case. That was for the plane, Columbia. I'm prepared, man. I'm trying to get all my shit.
I went through all these episodes.
Well, the problem is with Flixster, I had to delete each episode individually and then re-upload each episode individually. Because there was an error with the account or something.
Oh, man.
So there's each season, there's three seasons. Each season has like 60 to 80 episodes. So it's like...
What's Flixster?
Flixster is the... When you know you buy the DVD... I don't have it in here. It's behind something. Mm-hmm. When you buy the DVD, it has the promo code or whatever, so you can watch it digitally. Some of them, like Sony has their own that you...
Each of them, like the big companies have like
their own service. It used to be like when that service first started that you typed that code in iTunes and you could watch it in iTunes. Because I still have some movies in iTunes, like the old Rambo, the last Rambo. I have it in iTunes, but now it's like Ultraviolet. Okay, now you have to go to their site, and then it's like this one you have to go to Flixster.
They force you to use their garbage.
They use their thing. It's free, but you have to use that app. And the thing is, like for me. I didn't want to stream it. I wanted it to be on the computer. So I downloaded everything, and then when I got on the plane going to Vegas, I tried to watch it, and it wouldn't let me watch it. And I had issues with it, so like a couple weeks, I was bored, and I was like, all right, let me look what's the problem. So I contacted them, and they were like, oh, it's probably your account. They didn't download to your account or some bullshit. So I like tried deleting them, and there's no delete all button. You have to like delete each one individually.
And then we're going to need you for a $400 downloading fee.
So that's not the only company we got fucked by this week.
Who else fucked us?
Vistaprint.
Yeah, Vistaprint nailed me good. We ordered custom pens. Super Maker Bro pens.
These suck. These suck dick.
they said...
We really wanted the mugs. Looks the good. Mugs is the where we got...
I ordered 5 pens.
Uh-huh.
They sent 6 pens.
Okay. No, they sent 7 pens.
It's a 7 pen.
6 in 1 bag and 1 in 1 bag.
The 1 in 1 bag, I believe, was blank.
Yeah, most of them were blank or scratched completely. We got 4 pens. Well, three and a half, because one of them was scratched.
Yeah, 2 looked good, 2 were mediocre.
And the rest of them were literally either missing the logo completely, or it was like scratched to shit where you couldn't even see the logo.
Wow.
Literally got a blank pen, and I was like, is this a test print? Is this a...
That fucking sucks.
So when we contacted them, they were like, we're sorry for the inconvenience. I was like, yo, I want a full fucking refund. And the thing is, on custom items, they never, you don't have to send it back. Because custom items, like, they literally can't do nothing with it. Unless they fucking wipe this off with, like, alcohol or something and redo the pen. But they were like, so sorry. But I'm looking at them like, dude, what quality control do you guys have? Like... we work in manufacturing. Like, quality control is, like...
A big thing.
The big thing.
And the fact that you got a blank pen.
We got blank pens. We got scratch pens. It was just like, yo, what the... And the thing is, he even has pictures. I mean, we took pictures of it. And it's like, yo, like, who the fuck sends shit out like that? Like, the bag's still sealed. And I took another pen, and I took 2 pens, and I tried to scratch it off in the bag. And it wasn't because they were rubbing. They got sent out the factory like that. Like, I took the part that goes on your pocket. I took that pen in the bag, and I was scratching the logo, and it didn't come off. So it's not like they scratched...
Whoever put them in the machine must have missed a mark when they fucking printed, huh, man? That shit was...
It was pretty, pretty bad. The mug looks nice. I have it at work. The mug looks good. It's funny, because my dual monitor has the... What's on the mug, that's my screensaver, and then I have the mug, and then the pen in the mug. It looks like I open a business and shit. I was selling them on my desk.
Right in here.
Yeah.
I gave one of the...
The shitty pens?
No, because I had the two. No, I gave the other one to Mike. He wanted to buy it from me.
$20. That's right. Even though all 5 of them was like $13. What's
that? No, I was like...
You gotta give me a deposit of $20.
Yeah.
And then call me later.
No, you don't tell them call you later. It's like, deposit of 20, and then Friday, you get the pen.
You leave a random sticky note somewhere.
No,
you didn't see it?
No, you got to do it legit. You got to be like, here's a pen. You got to see this way. I said it. You just didn't hear me. And then I gave him one, and I was going to get some more. Try it again, see if we can get an actual fucking...
Order?
Because
they write nice. They're not a bad pen if it has a logo on it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The different quality of pens. This is like the low rank. This was the lowest quality one.
Okay. As we can tell, it came low quality.
You keep nailing with that.
It's not your fault, you fucking chode. Why are you getting all defensive?
And it feels
it's the
white.
Company.
Yeah. So, they got a
keep hitting me with that. I'm not hitting you, the fucking company. We're bashing a company here.
Are we?
It's our segment. Company bashing.
Or companies fucking us?
What makes it worse is that Vistaprint's like business cards are pretty legit. Like, they were really nice quality, and they were cheap.
We got ours there. We've gotten multiple business cards.
Yeah, like, and this is, like, the lowest quality.
Yeah.
Like, in theory. But, yeah, it just sucks. It get fucked by 2 companies in 1 week, and I'm just like, okay, Vistaprint, I get it. You charge less for a lot of things, but, like, a couple people told me, like, dude, don't get a lot of things on Vistaprint just because the quality is trash. And we almost ordered the shirts from there, too. I'm so glad we didn't.
We would have got 3 shirts. 1 blank, 1 a different color.
As soon as you put it on, it should just... The logo just falls on the floor. It's like a paper. that's what I was afraid of. And I'm like, all right, I'm so glad I didn't fucking go with these chumps for these shirts. Because you were going to order them. And I was like, you know what? Don't order it because we don't know the quality. Like, let's see what we get with this.
Yeah, that was smartest move.
And the mugs look good. The only thing that sucks about their most custom sites is you can't really... You could put your logo, but you can't customize the way you want. Like, colors and... Like, you know, it's like, it's on a white mug. It's like, you know, and it costs $7-6 something to color the inside.
Yeah, I was like, nah, I'm good.
But you can't change the color of the handle. Like, what I would have did, I would have made the mug yellow, the handle blue, that light blue, and then, like, the inside of the mug red or green, you know, because that would pop. But you can't do any of that, which is, to me, is just... That's really stupid, Or I would have put...
Because you're very limited on the customizer.
Or I would have put this, the circle logo, at the bottom of the mug. Yeah. So when you finish drinking, it's in the mug. Yeah.
Well, we got fucked enough. Let's fuck something else.
Each other? Where you got?
Whatever's on this list. Let's fuck it fast.
There's a lot of shit on this list.
Well, start fucking.
So last week we talked about Ben Affleck and we went over that shit about, you know, him being Batman and all this bullshit. They finally cleared it up at Comic-Con. Ben Affleck's
people can stop
sucking the dick. Yeah. Oh, there's more now. I got more. I saw this morning.
Yeah, so what are the new stories?
So Ben Affleck, he confirms, you know, he's going to be Batman until they don't want him as Batman. He said it's going to be a long time. And then he said it's the best fucking job, you know, in the world. The best fucking hero to play. He sounds happy to play Batman, which he should be because they paying him a ass load of money.
They backed up the dump truck of money for
the Daniel Craig dump truck?
They needed to for
him. Not really. Like, honestly, I think Robert Downey Jr. still gets paid the most out of superhero movies.
The only reason I say not...
No, but I mean Ben Affleck because he is, like...
Oscar winner?
Oscar winner. Like, he has the credentials.
Oscar winner,
the only reason I say nah to that is because there was always the thing that when Ben Affleck played Daredevil back in the day, there was always that talk that he always said he always wanted to play Batman, but he ended up playing Daredevil. That was all that was available.
I'm pretty sure Ryan Reynolds always wanted to play Deadpool instead of Green Lantern.
He always has said back then he always wanted to play Batman.
And what the fuck's his name? Chris Evans?
But I don't get what you mean. Why now?
Like, what I think what he's trying to say is, like, since he wanted to play him so bad, like, the pay really wouldn't be that crazy.
Yeah,
but it's like the dude playing Hellboy now. He was like, I've always loved this character and want to play him. Yeah, basically. It's like us.
Not to say they're not paying him an ass load of money, but, you know, they're not.
But no,
but no, but I mean, like,
they're not giving him 50, 60 million because he's like, I demand this. He's like, all right, 20, I'll do it.
I feel like the studio is not going to try to shortchange him.
Yeah. Because he's established.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like Henry Cavill got dicked because... He was really nobody. Yeah.
He was literally nobody.
Same thing with Gal Gadot. Like, she's not. They were bitching about how much they got paid, that she was. Remember that rumor that she was getting paid less than everyone, but she got the exact.
She's a woman.
Yeah. She got the exact amount that Henry did when he did the first movie. I think it's like $800,000 is like the
wow, that's
the
it?
Minimum for when you. From a nobody. Like, when you're just starting in a DC movie or something like that. So that's. Even $800,000.
For us, it's a lot of money. I mean, shit.
Well, remember, but they're nobodies too. Like, Henry Cavill might have been broke as
But Gal Gadot is not broke as fuck, though.
I mean, I don't think she got paid super money for fucking Fast and Furious.
I agree with you that I don't think she got, like, a dump truck. Dump truck.
Sound it out, man.
Like, got dumps like a truck?
But...
You're saying the thumbs? Jesus.
Good reference, though. Coming from him.
Who sings that, man?
Cisco.
Yeah.
I know a thing or two.
You know why? Because he just re-released a song, and that's probably why you saw it. No?
Why would I see a song number one? Number two?
The music video. He came out with the song
it's
recently.
It's his favorite song. He has that on the phone. Yeah.
That's really what I listen to.
So he's like, hold that long.
There's nothing wrong with that. I had that album. Enter the Dragon.
Oh shit.
I had that album. I didn't give a shit.
Yeah, we sidetracking on. You wanna play some music for the fellas at home, man?
Not for the fellas, the girl.
But I think
most of the guys listen to our shit, by the way. Let me just throw that out there.
We got females. Go ahead.
But I definitely think that she got a lot more money than that. I think she got in like the seven figures.
What, for Wonder Woman?
Yeah, I think
so. No, they got the same amount. They got the it's like an intro amount to comic book movie, because they actually bashed the person who said, who started that rumor on a website, because it was false. Paid less? Yeah, they were like, oh, that she got paid less because she's a woman, and they were like, she got paid what Henry Cavill got paid. I don't remember if it was exactly 800,000. I know it wasn't like a super.
It wasn't super.
But they got paid the exact same amount because it's the first movie in the franchise, and you don't know where it was gonna go.
So you know? Ben Affleck should have gotten paid 800,000.
I mean, Ben Affleck wiped his ass with 800,000.
Well, that's where you really see.
I really want to play the comic.
I think that's where his establishment comes into play, because both those two were unknowns, and Ben Affleck. Yeah.
And also, he was directing too. He was supposed to direct and act. So that right there, you get the double down on money.
No, yeah, but I don't know if they would have included it in that one contract, maybe.
All I know is that if I'm going to direct and act, I might as well produce it and get the trifecta of money. You get super paid. Because the producers get paid some of the most money, just because you get money on the front, the back end. And it's like, you, no matter what, the producer gets paid back.
Yeah.
And then some fucking jerk off last week was talking about the reshoots.
Oh, I actually got an article for that. Hold on.
how they kind of call in Joss Whedon for the reshoot. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Do you read? Like, those reshoots were already scheduled. As a matter of fact, Thor Ragnarok is in reshoots right now.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything because it's Marvel.
Exactly.
What we didn't... Oh, here it is. During the Warner Brothers San Diego Comic-Con panel for IGN... was in attendance. Ray Fisher, who plays Cyborg in the film, described the reshoots as brief, if anything, while the cast also teased possibility of Superman's return in the film. So even, he's like, yeah, it wasn't that bad. But when you go to the top of the article, the problem was, it was Ezra Miller was shooting Fantastic Beasts, and... Henry Cavill is in, or Cavill, I guess. He's shooting the next Mission Impossible. That's where the mustache joke has been coming from. He signed the contract with that company that he has to keep the mustache. Now he has to do reshoots of Superman. He can't shave it. So what they're going to do is digitally remove the mustache in the movie. Because he can't shave it. But it's those... The scheduling, because that's what this article is talking about. The scheduling both factored in for reshoots, while Warner Brothers can reportedly better accommodate for Miller's schedule because Fantastic Beasts is a Warner Brothers film. Mm. But Cavill has had to jump back and forth between two different productions with more scheduling difficulties. Cavill is reportedly not allowed to shave the mustache he grew for his character in Mission Impossible. The Justice League team will have to reportedly remove it digitally in post.
I can imagine Superman with a fucking mustache. It's kind of funny.
It depends on which Superman. Like, I don't remember which which Superman movie it was, where he came back and he was like drunk and all that shit.
Christopher Reeve.
No, the movie.
That was the Christopher Reeve Superman. Superman, yeah. Superman 3.
Oh. No, that's Superman 3.
I thought you meant, I was like, hello?
No, yeah.
Also, Whedon reports leaving the action set piece work for Snyder largely intact, instead adding connective tissue and punched up dialogue to bridge scenes. That's what Henry Cavill, that's what Whedon did.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I've never heard of reshoots on any other movie except for
that. Yeah.
It's terrible. What kills you more about that is all those reshoots are already scheduled. It's not like they're reshooting, you know, this movie's coming out in 2 weeks, let's reshoot. These things are already scheduled for months on end because they already know about scheduling. And Zack Snyder was going to be there for his fucking daughter.
This article says Zack Snyder steps down because of personal issues. That's more than personal issues. But also, I keep seeing pictures with Superman with the fucking Yosemite Sam mustache.
That's what that's from.
I didn't know it was because he had a contract.
I didn't even know he was in Mission Impossible.
I don't know.
The more you know.
Breaking news.
So it's just stupid that people were going to town on the Ben Affleck thing, and it's like, dude, it's really not that serious. This week, I don't remember what company it was. I don't have the article, but they went to Joe Magnola, whatever the fuck his name is.
Did they play Deathstroke?
And they were like, are you playing Deathstroke? And he didn't confirm that he was playing Deathstroke. They were saying that he was playing coy with the idea. So now the thing is like, bad guy in peril in the Batman movie. They don't have a villain, and it's like.
Well, they were also
talking about. Dude,
you know what it is?
He's on contract. So I wrote down here, fucking, where is it? Someone not answering because it's a secret and the internet goes crazy. It's like, he's bought, like, the same show with Aquaman. Like, he couldn't tell nobody.
You know what it is? It's because these reporters, I guess.
Quotes.
I wouldn't even call that a reporter.
No, everyone does it.
Also, we're reporters?
Yeah, kind of. But the thing is, we constantly find stuff to talk about where they don't have anything interesting
to
talk
about. They have to come up with an article like twice a day.
No, it's not even the article because it's all the headline.
It's a periodical?
It's the fucking headline. Because the headline, you read that and everyone's a fucking expert.
It's also what is getting the most shares and the most...
Yeah, because if you tell me that, DC has scheduled reshoots, that shit's boring. Like, I don't care. I don't even care about this because it's
if I start the article with Justice League production in Doom might not be released.
Justice League's Doomsday, and then it's like reshoot.
We're all gonna read it.
You'll read the headline and then keep it moving.
I caught the headline reading this last week. I caught a headline reading on some shit.
What?
I don't know what it was. Yeah, he's just like, I just read the headline. I'm like, you fucking cocksucker.
Read the headline. And then read a couple things in the article and then question somebody on the fucking article. Well, you read it? Yeah. I mean,
right here. Sucking cock. What you look
like. Yeah. What?
We were talking about that a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
Sucking cock make you a better podcaster. I think that's what
it was.
Yeah. Because the Delightful Cast was like, send me the article. Why? So you can read the headline?
He's just like, yo, you see, suck my dick, right?
But yeah, so that's stupid. So the trailers they showed this week were Justice League. There was a bootleg trailer of Infinity War, which was leaked. And what's funny is the dude like put his camera in the bag, and it's like facing up, so you get like half the screen, and you could tell that
sitting in front of him or something.
You could tell it's in the bag, and then when you read the comments, it's like, wow, somebody can't film this correctly? Like, where the fuck do you go to film school? It's like, you fucking chode, dude.
Like, have you ever been to a con?
Like, yeah, like, this stuff is not supposed to come out.
At D23, they don't fuck around there. Like, apparently, anything that was released there, they're not going to release anything online.
I wonder what...
Any Avengers-oriented or Marvel Universe-oriented with their next set of trailers, you're not going to see any of it
online. But I wonder what their, their security...
I'm sure they're super strict. They just put up a lot of tinfoil. Nobody can't get the internet signal.
But you don't need an internet signal. You just need to record it onto your phone.
It messes with your phone. Special to
use a camera.
Camera shit.
What's the tip for a phone, man?
Jupiter.
Yeah. But yeah, that's so he recorded that whole trailer, or for the most part, some of it. Justice League. I don't know if I said that already. Ready Player One, which looks awesome.
I don't see what's the big deal about that.
Ready Player One is a book.
I watched it and I was just like, okay.
Next. Because you didn't read the book. The book's awesome. It's like a there's so many Easter eggs and like different kinds of movies
I get
there.
That. I get that. What was everybody,
Justice League first, please.
Oh, no. I thought you were rolling out the trailers.
I don't want to explain it to this fucking chode.
Oh, okay.
He's dumping on it because everyone else likes it.
I don't think I need to dump on it.
Well, no, in your opinion, you don't like it. That's it.
I didn't say I didn't. Like, I just said I didn't get what the big deal was.
There's a lot of things we don't get what the big deal is. Like Baby Groot.
It's because you're just dick riding.
Yeah, bro. You're really defending the movie. Like, you really like it?
No. What I'm saying is, like, like Baby Groot, I didn't understand the hype train behind him either.
Yeah, but it's
easy. People eat the shit up out of that.
It's easy to see the hype train, but...
What... Oh, as a matter of fact, so the Infinity Gauntlet trailer, or Infinity War trailer. So, did you see the, like, bootleg, the sideways, showed...
touch tilt.
Yeah, they showed, What's-his-face? The Guardians, they're flying their ship, and they run into Thor. Like, he hits the windshield, and he's in there with them. So, basically, Team Thor is, like, Guardians, Hulk, Space and Thor. Guys. Yeah.
So, wait, how the hell does Thor run into the windshield?
You'll probably find that out.
At the end of Thor Ragnarok, he probably not dies, but he's in space.
How can Thor fly through space?
No, he's like...
He's floating.
He looks like Yondu did. So he's like floats into the thing and fucking lands into the windshield. supposedly Yondu and Spider-Man are going to be, like, that was a headline that they're going to be working together in the movie.
Yondu?
That's what it said.
Yeah, because Yondu died.
Yondu did die. It said, I saw a headline that said Yondu and Spider-Man.
Maybe, like, him, like his person with the, like in real life.
Oh, Michael Rooker.
Whatever. Yeah.
But
maybe that's the only way I can see it.
So there was a whole bunch of cut. My trailer cut out after they showed Thanos, which he looked weird. His bald head and like
he looked like a buff Ivan Ooze.
His head looked weird. Like I don't know.
Like, I don't remember it because I started watching it and I kind of stopped it in the middle.
He looked kind of
just because it was shitty. It was such bad.
Filmography was terrible.
Like, how does someone not record this properly? Like,
yeah.
I'm asking myself.
Let's talk about a good trailer.
Well, no. So, before we get to that, the Thanos looked weird. What was it called? Infinity War? Thanos.
And supposedly he has like two gems in the Infinite Gauntlet, from what I understand.
But he doesn't look as good as the original, like when he's sitting on the throne. When he's sitting on the throne in the Watchmaquan,
in the other movies, in the cameos.
Yeah, like something like that.
He looks like a fucking prune.
He looks weird.
Oh, I think that's just because of the photo, actually.
Well, I'm talking about in the video, like, he looked weird. Because I was just like, he looks a little, like, he doesn't look like the normal. I think it's just because he doesn't have a helmet on.
Or he doesn't have, maybe with lack of armor, kind of makes him look a little weird.
I'm trying to, because that thing was so fucking,
so sketchy.
No, it was so hard to get, like, the trailer or any of the images. It's going to be a bitch to get it. But anyway, that and then the Thor Ragnaros trailer, which the only thing about Thor Ragnarok, like it was cool, but when Loki and Thor like side by side shooting the gun and everybody's cheering, I didn't get it. Like I thought it was kind of cheesy. Like I didn't get the big like the wow factor in it. I thought it was more cool of them fighting.
It's because people really like
the Loki. Team up.
No, people really like Loki.
The thing that threw me off on that trailer was the one guy, which I think is Carl Urban, shooting two M16 machine guns, and I'm like, okay, where'd you get those? How'd you get the bullets? Tell me more.
Well, they'll probably
like, explain. I wouldn't mind them shooting space-age guns, because I like the fact that they're taking Thor and making it like a semi-pseudo Guardians, because it shows that there's more to Asgard and the other realms, yeah. And I was like, okay, this is cool. You see Thor in a different environment than you used to, as opposed to just seeing him in, where the fuck's he from?
Asgard.
Thank you. You know,
it's funny because you just said
you just said Asgard like a line before that.
Possible.
No, you did.
Let's go to the footage. You know, so seeing him in a different situation as opposed to just like that fantasy archetype, you know, Lord of the Rings audio? Style. Seeing him in a futuristic setting is kind of cool to see him to change him up. So, you know, but I wonder if this is due to the Odin sleep, when Odin goes to sleep and then people attack Asgard and stuff like that.
Like, motherfucker, didn't you just go to sleep like a couple years ago?
I mean, he's old.
What? Why did, why is, so they brought back the way Thor talks in the old, like, you know how the caveman speak when he's in Thor and, like, when not Thor, Hulk, when he's in caveman speak, he's talking to Thor. That was a little weird, but Hulk actually looks weird as well.
It's because I think they digitally like
put Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah, put Mark Ruffalo's face.
He's more completely on him. Different.
Yeah,
but you know what I laugh though is the truth. If fucking X-Men or DC did that shit, they would get ripped to shreds.
Of course.
But because they showed the Men in Black, fucking Loki and Thor shooting guns together, everyone's sucking it off.
Of course.
But the fact is, Hulk actually looks weird now compared to what he looked like before. He just looks
stress-free, man.
No, he looks like fucking guy in a green face.
How did he start being able to talk and to control it a little? I mean, I get it, maybe, but they've never alluded to the fact that he can control himself.
Well, maybe that's why they're going to show it here, because
I would hope they'd drop a small explanation. Maybe he was in the Hulk form for so long.
Fighting, so he had to control it, I would guess.
Maybe, because I feel like they were beginning to allude to something like that with the bad Avengers movie, part two.
Yeah.
Remember when...
I was going to say which one, but yeah, the Ultron.
when he left, he was already like kind of calm and kind of thinking for himself.
And didn't he go to Uganda? No. Where was Hulk at the end of Ultron?
He just disappeared.
He was in the ship, and this bitch calls him Black Widow.
The only thing
Black Widow like calls him on the mic.
But where was he though?
He was just on the.
I could have sworn he went to a place in one of the movies.
He disappears. They don't know where he partway through the movie, and you don't see him anymore.
They don't know where he left.
And then he supposedly lands on the planet.
No, I'm pretty sure it's something else. There has to be more to it, because how do you land? I'm pretty sure that jet
goes to a rift. The only other thing that I can kind of sort of connect it is that...
bounty hunters came and
they captured him, which doesn't seem at all possible. As soon as you just do anything to Bruce Banner, he just fucking becomes a Hulk, and I don't think you can stop the Hulk by normal means in theory. You
shoot him in the head while he's sleeping.
Technically, no. They tried that.
The Punisher did it in that comic.
Yeah, it didn't work out.
Yeah, it did. He killed them.
Oh.
And the Punisher kills everyone?
Yeah.
He killed them.
But it didn't work in the movie. Because Mark Ruffalo said he shot himself in the fucking head and it didn't work.
Well, that's because he knows he's shooting him in the head. He knows he's shooting himself, but I'm talking about if he's sleeping...
The transformation happens so fast.
No, horse shit.
because when Thor comes back to Earth and he's talking to Doctor Strange... In the comics, that Doctor Strange is the one that helps
transport
gets it. Rid of the Hulk and
I can see that.
So it has to be somebody who like has like massive juice. So
yeah, I'm pretty sure in the Ragnarok they're gonna explain why, because it wouldn't make sense not to explain. Like if they just walk over the fact that.
He's chilling, that would be kind of weird. The funniest scene of the trailer was he was like, oh, we fought last night, and he was like, I beat you. He's like, I don't think so. He's like, yeah, that's the truth.
We're like two burning flames. He's like, yeah, but I'm a really big player. You're like Pini or whatever.
Yeah, they definitely have some fun chemistry in that flick, but...
I think they needed it. I think that's what Thor 2 was missing. It's funny, because all these movies, when they first start off, they have this certain formula that works. It just clicks.
And then they kill it in the
second Guardians 1?
Yeah. And then in the second one, it just... They try to go a different route, make it more emotional, I guess.
And the third one is supposed to be the better one?
And then the third one, that's when they like, alright, fuck that, let's go back to
Except Iron Man. Iron Man's the only one they fuck. Because Captain America, the third one was good.
That was the Winter Soldier.
No, Civil War.
Civil War, I prefer Winter Soldier.
No, what I mean is, like, as far... I don't think it was one of the best movies that they've made. I still think the first and second was better. But as far as the formula you're talking about, I think...
It didn't die.
Yeah, like, Captain America 3 was like, okay, I could deal with that versus fucking Iron Man 3. That one just takes it out of me. It's so bad.
The abortion was real.
Yeah, but so they there's a lot more comedy. It's very Guardians of the Galaxy, you know, ish, which I think is fine, because if they're going to be on the space team, it would make sense that they're all the same kind of. I mean, chances are they're going to either rebuild it, or Odin's going to do something where he fucking brings it back together.
He's just manufactured it. He has a factory in the back.
It's like Terminator.
It's like merchandise, bro.
It's not.
It's like Terminator. It just comes back.
It was forged with dying white star.
Which, speaking about Terminator, man, that package, the Cabron like DVD pack, that shit was hot.
Hell yeah, it is. It's mad expensive. Fucking sweet.
I don't remember the price.
I think it's probably like $200 something.
They released it or not yet?
No,
not
yet.
The price. I mean,
we could totally 3D print our own Terminator arm.
I don't think the price is released. I'm guessing $200 something, because if you think about a lot of the. Like, I bought a lot of special editions, and, like, the ones with the bigger things are more, like, the, it was just Batman and the Batman statue, that was, like, $150.
Okay.
But the Batman statue, I think it's over there somewhere, like, it's...
Is it buried under the food stuff?
Yeah, I don't know where the fuck it went, but it's a really good, like, it's, like, 12 to 14 inches, it's the Ben Affleck Batman. But I've had, Like the Dark Knight, I bought that shit. Was like $150, $200.
What was the one you got hosed with? The
Pacific Rim one.
Yeah,
I paid like $80 for the special edition, and I thought it came with a Jaeger toy, and it came like the case was the Jaeger. Like it was fucking shit.
Yo,
that and Man of Steel.
Did you return that?
No, that was before I started returning shit. And Man of Steel, I bought the box set. It came with the two figures, and they were like 4 inches tall. And then the one was broken out of the box because it attaches to the base, and Superman's heel was snapped off, so it didn't even stand. Yeah, it was like the worst fucking. It was. That's when I started reading descriptions. I was like, okay,
that's me in a headline reading, motherfucker.
Yeah,
but the
X-Men Magneto one was good. The helmet is really heavy. Or actually, the cheapest, coolest one I got was the Transformers one, where Optimus is on Grimlock, the one that the kids broke on the holidays.
I was gonna say, didn't some assholes break it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I fixed it though. I glued it.
But the Terminator one looks really good.
The Terminator one is awesome. It's granted I don't have 4K, so I'm not really into that. Like I can't really be into it because I don't have it. But on Amazon, they do sometimes sell the special edition items separate. So, like, what the fuck did I recently get? Oh, Battlefield. Battlefield, the big special edition, came with a statue. And the statue is like this big. It's really big.
They can't see your hands at home.
No, I'm showing it to him. It's like 12 inches. 12. It's like 12 to 14 inches. It lights up. Like, some of the arms come out. It has other weapons. Like, it's a really cool fucking statue. And I bought that separate, and it was like $29. Versus buying the $100-something box set that comes with all the bells and whistles. Yeah. This was the box set without the game.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah. So like if you look out for that stuff, that's why I'm gonna get that fucking Terminator hand. Like if it's by itself for like $30-$40 versus fucking buying the box set. Because the movies, like, you can get the movies in 4K for cheap. Ghostbusters was $60 for both movies.
It's ridiculous.
For 4K?
Yeah. 4K, oh, but
it's two movies, though.
But $60 just for the DVD.
So it'll be like 30 each.
Yeah, your math
That's
some good math.
I've been hanging out with a lot of Asians.
But yeah, it was really expensive. It was like $50 or $60 for both. Because I remember I told Miss Fan, I'm like, oh, just pick it up. I'm going to go take a shit in the Outback. And I was taking a shit.
So you went to the Outback and took a dump, eh?
Yeah, she called me. She's like, hey, they rang it up. It's 50. Is that okay? I'm like, get the fuck out of here. The regular, the DVD with the two in it is like $12 for 1080. I'm like, get that one, man. Fuck out of here. Because for some reason, I don't have Ghostbusters on DVD. Yeah, I was like, get the fuck out. I could buy a steak in this Outback after I finish it.
We got time for Justice League?
Yeah, we got plenty of time. So after the Thor, which was a good trailer, them shooting side to side thing reminded me of when movies do the back to back shit. It's just kind of weird. I didn't get that part. But also for the Infinity Wars trailer, every time they show, when as soon as they showed Thor, everyone started going ape shit, and you couldn't hear half the fucking trailer anyway. Which is I don't understand. Like, why are you gonna sit and watch a trailer if you can't hear the fucking trailer? You're gonna be screaming that Thor's on the screen, and then it's like, what did they say? And it's like, what the fuck, dude?
I would be the same way.
I think there is a different, you're experiencing for the first time on a angled camera, whatever, from us. It's just like, I want to hear what he's saying. Shut the fuck up.
They normally show trailers twice, too. So I wouldn't.
It's like the shock value, and then they show it again to, watch this one. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I would have recorded the second one.
All I know is that I was trying to watch. That's why I kind of shut it off. Got
caught at that point, and they were like, "Excuse me, sir."
That's why I kind of shut it off because I didn't understand what the fuck they were saying. I couldn't hear it.
All they were saying was pickles and lettuce.
I just heard.
I kind of stopped after.
But Thor Ragnarok was a good trailer. I'm very interested to see where this is going. I think this is going to be the better of a lot of the movies that they've put out recently, like including like Doctor Strange and like Ant-Man and stuff like that. But I think what Marvel needs to stick to is their bread and butter. When they do a team up movie, leave the comedy in. Don't shy away. Keep whatever they do on the first fucking movies, keep it. Because Guardians 1 is gonna go down in history. It's probably one of the best comic book movies that's ever come out. And
second one,
Guardians 2 was good. But very disappointing.
Yeah.
Very, because it was like, hey, we don't have a story, and you got like 10 writers in a room, and it's like, hey, we don't have a story here. Throw Groot at it. Okay. Hey, page 11, we don't have a story here. Throw Groot at it. It's just like, throw Groot at every single fucking area. And then people going ape shit in the Infinity War trailer because they show teenage Groot fighting, and people going ape shit on that.
Was Star Lord like screaming at him or something?
Yeah, it was like they were people going ape shit. But I think the way they're gonna link Thor Ragnarok to Infinity is gonna be seamless. I think it's gonna work out well. The only thing that sucks is that we know the ending now of Thor, because somehow he's gonna be floating in space to get caught in the Infinity War.
Well, it would be even funnier if they ended it with that, and then the post credit.
Guardians. But that's what we said like 3 months ago, that they should add Guardians into the Thor movie.
To show some of the tie-in.
Yeah, because that's literally the easiest spot to put it in. They're in fucking space. You have the Guardians of the Galaxy. They're in the galaxy. Like, it's right there, you know, dick in the puss. This is a perfect shot.
They're made for each other.
Yeah, exactly. So then now the Justice League trailer came out, which was like 4.5 minutes. I did not expect a long ass trailer. Yeah.
It had a big thick shot.
It had a lot of great stuff. It had some iffy, but as far as the comedy, I think they're gonna bring it. Flash.
I think the Flash is gonna bring it, because that scene where they all disappear. Yeah. And he's like, oh wow,
he's
got all the best lines. He's like, oh, we're prepared for battle. Are you prepared for battle? Because I'm not prepared for battle.
Yeah. He's like, I just push people and run. I think that's going to be...
Which makes sense.
Yeah, I think that just them adding the comedy factor that a lot of the other movies didn't have. Like, Wonder Woman had a couple comedy parts because she was the Drax of the movie. She was oblivious to a lot of the things. Like she's just walking in the street with her sword and shield, and she's like in a nice dress, and she's just like... Like, dude, you gotta put these away. He's like, no.
Which way's the war? That way. He's like, why are we going that way?
And he's like, let her take the sword. And she's like, protect this with your life. Like, that kind of shit.
Useless anyway.
Yeah, but that kind of shit to me is what DC movies needed.
Well, I think because with her, I think
you fought it.
Yep.
I think with her movie, you can do it. With like the Flash movie, you can do it. I think like other movies.
No, Batman shouldn't do it.
Yeah. Batman could have comedy if Robin's in it. I think Robin, Nightwing. Nightwing is just as serious as him.
Nah.
I think it depends on which Robin, too.
Nah. Isn't Dick Grayson still serious when he becomes Batman?
You mean...
No. Actually, no. They prove against that point because...
I thought young Robin was the funny one.
No, Dick Grayson was always the talker, because even when he becomes Batman, and during that story arc, there were times that like people were like, watching him and investigating him, and they can tell, or were able to tell, that wasn't the original Batman based on his fighting style, his mannerisms. He smiled. It didn't work. There was no way that they couldn't tell that wasn't Bruce Wayne.
I thought Damon was like the hard ass.
Yeah, he's a fucking cocksucker, but Dick Grayson would always be making jokes and saying stupid.
But that's what I'm saying. I think it depends on the
route. No, if they go that route, like he'll be the one to make out on the quips, and just Batman the guy like shut the fuck up.
Anyway, that would work. But yeah, so Batman would be the dark one. They showed a lot of Aquaman footage.
Which didn't get released online apparently.
Yeah, the Doomfist, not Doomfist,
Darkseid.
I want to play Overwatch. Steppenwolf. I thought it's spelled Steppen.
Steppen.
There's no H in it.
It's like Stefan.
No, it's Steppenwolf.
He ain't stepping all over things.
It looked like it in the trailer.
Because
it's Steppenwolf. Steppen. There's no H. It was a visible silent H.
Yeah, invisible too. Steppenwolf sounds.
It's Steppenwolf.
I don't know about that.
The spelling knows about that.
Stop headline reading.
It's not headline reading. It's how you fucking spell.
He looked really good, though.
He did. They gave him a really good look, and he also references Green Lanterns.
Yeah,
twice.
Green Lanterns on Earth.
What did he say?
He said there are no lanterns here. No Kryptonian.
Oh, okay, there we go.
But then they also showed on the ship, supposedly there was a green glow on a ship. And they were saying, like, that might be something with it's a stretch, but they were just saying that.
Mike at work was trying to say that at the end scene, when Alfred looks up and he's talking to that figure.
In his glasses?
Yeah, they were saying that there's a green glow. Or he was like, I'll
come or something.
Yeah, he's like, he said you would come. Yeah. He's trying to say that that's Green Lantern, but it was,
and there was a he's reading headlines because that's the headline that's out now.
He agrees with that. He says that he thinks that's what it was. But I'm like, yeah, but you can plainly see a red kind of shoulder in the frame.
No, you can.
You can.
They don't show anything. It's just the glasses.
We'll watch it because I see them people zooming in on it and shit. That's why I think about it.
I didn't notice any of that.
Yeah, at General Steppenwolf. STEPPEN Wolf.
So he's stepping on people?
It's Steppenwolf. There's no H, motherfucker.
So Steppenwolf, got it.
You want something? Also, go ahead.
According to the... What? Is that what it's like?
No, I said you want to sound dumb. Go ahead.
Also, the Guardian...
Dumb people say what?
The Guardians would not assign a Green Lantern to a world until something like this happens. So there's room to bring in a Green Lantern... into... They're called the Guardian.
It could be on the ship is the last scene... Where that green thing is coming in, that's how he's making his entrance.
Green Lantern wouldn't need a ship.
No, the glow was under a ship, like it was flying under a ship, not in the ship.
So there might be room to bring a Green Lantern or two
in the
next part.
The review of the trailer, they said the Green Lantern line, they showed that in his glasses, it potentially could be Green Lantern or Superman. Yeah. It was like, who do you think it is? And then they showed that green glow thing, but I think at the end it has to be Superman because
the tone is right.
Why would Batman?
How would Batman know about Green Lantern?
Unless he got an email. He's deleting the Russian emails.
What was funny about that scene when in some of the other scenes, Aquaman riding the fucking parademon down through the building.
Woo!
It was funny. And at Comic-Con, he came in running through the crowd with a fucking trident, barefooted. Yeah. He came running in.
Did you see the thing with the little kid? The kid in the wheelchair?
No.
He comes up and he asks...
You feared him?
Oh my god, he's got a family!
Look at the car!
Yeah, exactly. He'll never walk again. not nice.
It's true.
So the kid, they were asking the Justice League questions, and he's like... where's Superman in the movie? And Gal Gadot's like, you know, she's trying to like, she's like, yo, you know, he's around, you know, he's like, is Superman dead? And Jason Momoa was like, Superman's dead, he's gone. He just destroys his dream. And then the kid like does the awe, and then Gal, she does like, she says some shit to him or whatever. And then he's good, but then later, when they're doing the autographs,
he's dead.
The kid goes to Jason Momoa, and Jason Momoa like grabs his face. He's like, "Superman's coming back. He's not dead. He'll be back soon." Like he broke character.
That's dumb. He should have been like, "He's never coming back."
he broke.
You're gonna be there right next to him.
Soon. And you'll have a private seat when Superman comes back.
So he broke that character. Is, and,
I didn't cripple the kid.
He broke character and told them, which is...
This is not what this podcast is about.
Because what's funny is they were saying, like, Jason Momoa spoiled Justice League for people. And it's like, dude, if you don't know Superman's coming back, you shouldn't watch this film. Yeah. You should kill yourself. Don't watch this film.
You should go watch Marvel movies.
Yeah, don't literally don't watch this film because that would be the... They kill off the biggest character in comic book history. He just kill him all. Fuck it. Yeah. Just kill him.
Like, we don't need him.
Yeah,
like,
just kill him.
We have Ben Affleck.
Yeah, it's fucking so stupid.
The guy, Commissioner Gordon, man, he looks good. He looks like he came right out of the comic book page.
Well,
he
it's
looks,
also the hat. Like, I think it's the hat.
He looks like
he came straight out of a State Farm commercial.
That too. I mean, that's what he does as his sidekick, you know? Maybe that's what he did in his younger days.
He's Michael Keaton from all the other guys.
Hey, everybody got to have a sidekick.
He totally looks fucking great. He does.
I like that they chose him.
And then always with the turning on the light in the rain, and then you see all the steam and the spark.
Or even when...
Totally right out of the... Oh, there it was.
Even when Batman's on the rooftop looking down, like that shot right there, that looked like comic book style. Like just that shot, but it's just funny. How do you not know Superman's coming back? Like seriously, just kill yourself. But on the other note, Gal, Wonder Woman fighting, she has this the way she fights, I don't know if it's like the actress,
the fighting style,
but she flows. Like, it's like, it could be the slow motion at times, but like, she just, she does a move and then like, just does like a look, and like, her hair just goes back in place. Like, everything.
I wonder if that's CG.
She just has like a really good flow when it comes to fighting. Like, it shows like the practice and stuff. Steppenwolf is fucking wreaking havoc on the world when he breaks like the he hammers down, and that looked really good.
Assuming that when the skies turn red, that's them like opening up a fucking a fire pit. Because Apocalypse has like four fire pits that goes like directly to the core, and it's like literally like a fucking fire pit. Like, literally, there's fire going up into like space and shit. So I wonder if that's like the first step, because they try to change Earth into that. And then one of the other great scenes was when the Flash was running and he pushed the sword back into her hand.
Yeah, he pushed back into Wonder Woman's hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Cyborg getting inside that giant mech shit.
Talks to Alfred. I got this. Who is this?
How'd you get his number?
Yeah, that
this
was
a private number.
That was pretty funny. I like that they're keeping him stone face. I like that. The tie-in is Steppenwolf lands in Wonder Woman's...
In Paradise Island.
Paradise thing.
A boom tube. That's actually the first sign of a boom tube.
I thought that was the box. He comes into the...
That's a mother box. But when the portal, like that portal-looking thing comes down and you see like that explosion go off, that's like the start of a boom tube, because they literally boom into existence. And that's how they... That's how... The forces.
I thought the box was the weapon that they were talking about.
They can use the box.
I'm talking about in Wonder Woman. Didn't they say that there was like this weapon, and then they gave her the sword and they gave her all that shit? But there wasn't there something else?
No, she was the weapon.
No, I know that. I'm talking about like, I thought that they had the box on that island.
They hid it away there at some point, but that's all. That could also be a father box. That might not be a mother box, because a father box is the dark side version of the mother box, and a mother box can like create things and can become whatever you need it to.
Yeah, mother box is gonna bring back Superman.
In theory, yeah.
If
they want to go real old school, they can use the purple ray on him, which is on Paradise. Maybe
purple rain,
and it brings people back to life, and it keeps like the aging process at bay and stuff. But that's real. That's like 70s, 80s, old school.
But even if they use the box to bring him back, I just hope that he does have the black suit and he does have the beard and he's pissed. Like, that's all I want
to
see.
I mean, it would make some sense to kind of bury him in a black suit, in a sense. Like, that's how you kind of get away with that. That's what they buried him in. Or except that when they buried him, the big ass horn was still sticking out of his like chest and shit. And they couldn't close the coffin on him.
Nah, they cut it. They snipped it. But yeah, so it's gonna be hopefully, everything comes together the way it did in the trailer, because the trailer looks fucking really cool.
I don't
cool.
know about those reshoots, man.
Yeah,
isn't that the song in the trailer?
What, Purple Rain?
No.
Oh yeah, that's like Purple Rain. That's a weird song.
What
to make.
What is this, Bat Dance?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. So that was a really cool trailer. I'm pretty excited for that movie. There was also something else about Comic-Con. Did you see the Adam Savage's walk?
No, I stopped his incognito. I stopped following him on Twitter because he just got annoying.
No, I'm talking about YouTube. Like,
no, I haven't even been watching any testing, but I saw he had this night costume that
yeah,
looked fucking
he was top notch. He was a I was gonna say fucking.
A knight.
Camelot. What the fuck's his name?
Sir Lancelot,
yeah.
Wouldn't he be more like Spamalot?
Yeah, but apparently, you at San Diego Comic Con, you have to put your weapon, like, you have to register your cosplay weapons.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, like, even foam stuff, you have to, like, register it to make sure that it's not
a weapon. They probably check all that stuff to make sure, because. Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Because he said he had a sword. And he's like, you know, I can't walk around with a sword, so we made a foam version of the sword, and then they decided not to go with it because of the line. The line was crazy for the weapon check-in.
So he has no weapon?
He has no weapon, but when he was putting it on in the hotel, he was showing, like, He said everyone always has that assumption that armor is too heavy and you can't move in it. He said, but if it's fitted to your body, like, he was moving his elbows, like, he was turning, like, he, a lot of the cuts in the armor were for mobility, and then he was having issues with the, he had the chainmail shirt on, and he couldn't get the armor over it, so he was like, oh, as my backup plan, I ordered a knitted shirt that looks like chainmail under your armor. And I was like, dude, that's fucking genius. And he put it on. That should legit look like armor. And everybody kept, like, hitting it. Like, man, that looks heavy. Is that uncomfortable? And then in one point, like, he got, like... He said this was the longest walk because the costume was so comfortable. But he...
Usually he's dying of heat stroke.
Yeah, this one he said it was, like, super comfortable. But, like, it looked funny when he's, like, walking in the street all doofy and shit in a fucking armor costume. But, like, he got recognized super fast.
Because his costumes are so elaborate. Like, when you're just like, oh, there he is.
No, but they, the some of the stuff that they were looking at, there was way better costumes than his.
Well, no, but
there was this dude with this huge, elaborate, like, monster costume. And, like, he needed wranglers to help him not only move through the aisles, but to hold some of his costume. It was so massive. And...
I feel like it's too much work.
Oh no, yeah, it's months of work, but like they also were talking about that the dedicated people that stand outside of Comic-Con because their costumes are too big to walk the floor, and they just stand outside of Comic-Con all day taking pictures with people. Wow. Like I was like, that's fucking cool. Like there's a dude with the Hulkbuster.
I heard, the Hulkbuster and Diva from
Overwatch. Yeah, the father made it for his daughter, like a functional Diva mech that she sits in.
There was the chick that has
spoiled bitch.
A paladin from World of Warcraft with the Judgment armor.
Yeah,
on. I kept seeing a lot of people that should look good.
She has the super shoulders on that. That shit was badass.
There's always that guy outside of the Comic Con with the Astromechs, and he got the little controllers in his hand, and he keeps hands in his pocket, and he stands over to the side, and then the R2 units roll around and shit.
They also have the whatchamacallit, the Transformers, like the Optimus Prime or the Bumblebee dude that's like fucking 10 feet tall.
One of the Green Bay Packers, him and his brother, they dressed up as these characters from Naruto. One of the Kages and this guy named B. And they look pretty good.
But they didn't make that costume. They're rich. You don't have to make a costume. You make my shit.
When the real costume people come out, Dragon Con. That's where you see the most elaborate.
Well, Dragon Con also...
But that's more like armor, medieval type stuff?
Actually, no.
No, just like that.
Like, Destiny... Dragon Con is, like, big for Destiny, too.
If there was, like, a top place for, like, the cosplay, it's Dragon Con. Jeez, I'm spitting all over the place.
Dragon Con is one of the big ones. There's also...
That's where the big dogs
come. San Diego Comic Con is also becoming huge now for costume. Then I would say third or fourth would be New York Comic Con. Just because New York Comic Con, like, you can cosplay, but not all the... Like, a lot of times it's just really hard to maneuver there, especially alone. Like, a lot of these dudes that go alone is crazy. But as soon as Adam Savage, like, got a quarter of the way, like, she was like, is your name Adam? He's like... He picks up the thing, he's like, shh. But it was also not closing correctly. Yeah. So, like...
So people were spotting right
there? No. He wore a black mask, so you can't see who he is. But... You could tell that the top of the helmet, it clicks to the bottom, and he was taking a picture, and he clicks it closed, and then it goes, poof, it just kept popping up, and he's, like, slamming it shut, like, to take a picture, but they recognize him real fast, and then I was wondering, like, who's the camera guy, and is it, if it's Norm, duh.
That's kind of the problem, people know who he is now, and they see him, plus, as soon as he starts his walks, he starts tweeting for people to find him, but... There was the one last year that he had an astronaut suit kind of thing with the alien face hugger on the thing, and nobody picked him because you couldn't really tell him. And as soon as he got over to the booth where, like, one of the big people who make costumes and stuff.
Weatherworks?
I think it was one of those guys. As soon as he walked over, they're like, hey, Adam, they just knew it was him right away because they're like, that shit's too fucking good. Get the fuck out of here.
But it's also I think when you have the camera people that, once people know your camera guys... Norm should be incognito as well.
Yeah.
And put him in a costume that matches his costume in some way, and then...
But I'm pretty sure, like, they're not walking around with elaborate cameras.
Though. No, but it's the face. Norm, by himself, you know who he is, so it's like... he has just a shoulder cam...
No, but I figure it would be like a... Like a little...
No, he has... They have a rig. Oh, okay. They have the shoulder rig. Oh,
they have one guy with a camera. He usually has, like, a big, DSLR style.
But then it's obvious.
But even then, like, even if he has a small camera, if it's Norm... Yeah. No matter, even if Norm's just walking around, people are gonna assume Adam is in that vicinity. So it's not. It's there's no way around it. You either put him in a fucking bunny suit or you get rid of him. That's if he's the camera guy, because he walked the floor with like two Maker fans or whatever. Which one of them is like a Maker that he kept talking about how broke he is in the video, but his costume also looked like shit. So it was like, but he's like, I'm doing a gender bend and all this stuff, and I'm like,
it reflects.
Oh, yeah. Your costume looked like shit when you wear a female's character but make it masculine. It's not a, like, you could either, if you wear a female costume, you could wear the female costume, mm-hmm. or you make it masculine. Like, it's two different things.
Gotcha.
So like if I did cosplay, like I would probably do Mei or Tracer. If I was skinnier, and do like wear baggy, not tight.
Then, you know, you just look like an Eskimo.
Well, yeah, that's the whole. And if you have her gun and her buddy thing, her snowball, whatever.
Her gun is pretty cool. The way I've seen a few of them that light up really nice.
Oh yeah, I want to make one. I want to shoot cold too. But like a little fucking.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I can make something happen. Mm. All you can do is maybe put a little desk fan in there, a micro fan.
How are you going to get it to be cold, though?
Put a little piece of ice chip thing or something, and it just shoots the cold from the ice.
How long is that going to last?
I didn't say it was going to last. I just said it's going to shoot cold.
No.
Someday.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
It makes all the sense I needed to make.
Okay. What's the other thing? Watchmen. Watchmen's not going to be an adaptation from the comic for HBO, which makes me kind of nervous.
What the fuck is it gonna be?
I don't know. It says not a direct like adaptation, so they're gonna change some shit, I'm guessing. Not sure about that. I saw something about a female Bond. They were talking about, because Atomic Blonde like is supposedly such a good movie that they should make a female Bond.
It does look good.
Well, no, but
the trailers look good. She kicks a lot of ass.
I'm pretty sure the people that are saying it's great haven't seen it yet, because we haven't seen it yet. So I can't say it's good if I haven't seen it.
All the trailers look good. They show some behind the scenes stuff of her training and stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently she gets it in.
When she was sliding on the floor, and she was doing some crazy
and
moves.
Apparently she hurt some people. Yeah. She hurt stunt guys, and she had to buy them beers and shit. Because like they, you know, during the practice, she like hurt people. And I guess not on purpose, but
Maybe. But it's also it's the guy who did John Wick. So isn't that's the same guy, right?
I don't know.
I could have sworn it was the guy who did John Wick is doing that move. Because if it is, like, the choreography, it's going to be on point. Like, that's some of the best choreography. But supposedly it was going to be a female Bond. That got ixnayed when Daniel Craig said, fuck all y'all, I'll take all $100 million. I'll take all the money.
Because he was being racist against the blacks.
Yeah, which was so stupid. Such a bad headline. It was a headline last week.
Idris Elba.
Idris.
And then what I call?
Idris.
What's his name?
Idris.
The only reason that he took the position of Bond is because he didn't want that guy to get it.
that's the headline?
They were saying he doesn't like black people, so he didn't want a black Bond, so he took Bond. And it's like, come on. Like, people are just reaching their asses off.
Damn.
You know what's funny? Then you go to his house, he's like, remember the KKK?
Yeah, Nazi.
It's like Men in Black, how the tabloid newspaper, the best investigated news reporting in the world and shit, and it was all bullshit. It'd
be funny, he got the fucking like Nazi stuff in his house and shit.
He has a swastika tattooed on his butt cheek.
To close the episode, what is a movie that you think is great or wanted to see that flopped?
John Carter.
Besides John Carter, don't, not easy one, you fucking douche.
Because
I was gonna say John Carter. I looked up a list of like some of the best movies that were made that actually flopped. One of them is The Wizard of Oz. Shawshank Redemption.
Really? Shawshank Redemption? Fuck.
Fight Club. Hugo.
I thought Hugo was alright.
Citizen Kane. I've never seen that movie.
That's one of the. That's like the best movie of all time.
Yeah, not to me, because I've never seen it, but.
Oh.
I don't know about that. I do know about that. I didn't see it.
Have you watched it?
Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
No. He read a headline and it was good.
Well, no, Citizen Kane is proclaimed one of the best films of all.
Children of Men.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Shawshank Redemption made $16 million at the box office.
Oh, so you don't see the Shawshank Redemption?
Blade Runner. But I don't consider Blade Runner a flop because Blade Runner made...
Blade Runner was a flop
because it's in the theater. I think, they're talking about just flopping in the
money. Blade Runner made its money in DVDs.
Well, no, the reason why I say it's not a flop because the budget was $28 million and it made $27.5 million. Like, come on, that shit is right there, dude.
That's a flop.
Yeah, it's still a flop.
Well, no, but you know what I mean? Like, considering that a flop is, to me, is a little bit of a stretch.
That movie came out last week
with It's a Wonderful Life. Supposedly flop.
That space movie that came out.
That's what I was going to talk about. Valerian.
I want to see that, too.
It looks badass, dude, but it flops city.
It flopped a storm, and then by late Sunday, there's already videos, why this movie flopped? And I'm just like, remember we were talking about it a few months back? Like,
but they were talking about the it fell under the same thing as John Carter, like the marketing or something.
No, well, the marketing was better, but it came out... What headlines you read, but it came out... it came out against a Christopher Nolan movie. And Nolan movies always do, like, if they suck.
And that's why I think Homecoming is actually, like, on the downturn.
Actually, what's funny is that Homecoming had the biggest drop of any Marvel movie. It lost 50% of its bank.
Yeah. And it hasn't been out even a month yet.
Dunkirk came out 2 days ago, and it's already at 131.
Mm-hmm. So, what I was saying about it was that America doesn't want high sci-fi movies anymore. Like, they're not into it right now. Because the same reason, like, Ghost in the Shell bombed. Anything that's really, like, John Carter was a sci-fi movie. Anything that's really high sci-fi, it doesn't seem to be clicking lately. Because, like, if you look back...
Or also the people that love those movies aren't going to see them.
Well, I think they're going to see them, but it's just not... The general audiences don't seem to want it.
Because they had Cowboys versus Aliens.
But that was trash, though.
But that one was better. Yeah, I didn't think it was bad.
I mean, it came out at the same time. Wasn't there two versions of Cowboys and Aliens?
No.
There was like...
It was a similar movie.
It was... You know how two movies come out that are very similar around the same time?
And then people magically somehow don't know what to go see because... People are dumb.
So Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, it made $23 million.
Bombs.
And it cost $177 million.
Yeah.
But it hasn't opened foreign yet.
They'll make the money there.
Yeah, but not. I don't know if they're gonna make
$100 million. About that.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude. Just because, like, but what sucks is when I saw the trailer, that I was like, yo, that shit looks cool. The sci-fi, the big open world stuff, like Guardians, like that. It interests a lot of people, and I'm just surprised like that it didn't do well. But Dunkirk did mad money, lot.
I think some of the difference is like, because like regular sci-fi is used to define the terms of what's going on in today's reality in a futuristic setting. So sci-fi is always like a look at what's going on in like media and politics. And then you just put it to a futuristic setting. You know how you always have that ability to learn. So these crazy sci-fi movies that are really fucking up there, really up there and out there, that just don't seem to, you know, find a market. You know what I'm saying?
I
think that's the most intelligent thing you've ever said on this podcast. Like, you really sounded like...
I know what the fuck you said.
Yeah. Good thing you didn't catch up with me.
Damn. He said you're stupid. He said your math is trash.
Don't know about that.
He said your math is trash.
Yep.
That's like 30 each. That's 20. What about Star Trek? Did it do well, the last one? Because I know it's been going...
I think it made the least out of all.
Would you consider Transformers sci-fi?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I would consider
action sci-fi. Action adventure?
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that sci-fi. Because like I said, like a standard sci-fi movie tells the
Star Trek the Beyond. Future. Star Trek Beyond made $343 million. It made $158 million here.
That's not bad.
I still think that's Into the Darkness. Into the Darkness made $467 million.
I mean, if they don't make another one, I mean, I don't think that they're missing it per se.
The first Star Trek made $385 million. The second one made the most.
And I think the reason it made the most is because the whole Khan thing, and they would like how they were covering it up, and they really built good marketing around that movie to make you want to
go watch it.
But it still sucks though, because like. That Valerian movie, like the armor, it's like I was like, man, dude, I hope people start making this armor and their weapons because it just looks so cool. And one of the guys I know is making one of their guns, and then I started seeing like all the hate behind it. I'm like, fuck, dude, already like the fact how the fuck is it getting so much hate? Train this shit been out for not even a day.
It's been out for 16 minutes and there's already headlines.
And that's the thing that kills me. Like it's like when someone says, oh, that was a good video. You send them a 10-minute video, and 2 minutes they say, well, it was good. It's like, you didn't watch that, you fucking lying piece of shit. You skipped to the end, or you just opened it. It was like, eh, that looks good. Also, Atomic Blonde, it says delivers to a... Seriously? It says 1.5 million Thursday, and that's big?
Maybe that's... Maybe it's more than...
Hell no, on Thursday?
Not for a Thursday.
That shit... A Friday? Boy, we better go see that shit. right now, that shit doesn't even have a...
Does it have a micro budget?
It won't show it yet.
No, it says $30 million budget, but it doesn't have any numbers at all. It doesn't even show a summary. I've never seen that before.
What, box?
Yeah, it doesn't even have a summary.
Yeah, when they drop, they usually don't show it to Monday.
No, but it'll show a summary. It'll just say summary NA or zero. Mm. It doesn't... That's gone.
Oh, okay.
It made $0. Also, they... Oh, man, they shit on the Emoji Movie. Oh, that movie looks stupid. It got the shit Emoji. That was a $50 million budget for the shit Emoji.
Let's hope that movie doesn't make any money.
It made $900,000 on Thursday. That's it. Well, $900,000. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I didn't think it was going to be that great.
I would hope not.
It looks bad.
It should feel bad. whose turn is it for the clip, the quote? You went last time, then you?
Yeah.
So I guess me? Fuck. I thought it was his.
Well, you got 10 seconds.
Just 10 seconds? Well, actually, no. We do the spiel and then do the...
Yeah.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the Knuckleheads Podcast on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher, and Last.fm. And also, go to Teespring, type in the Knuckleheads Podcast, check out the merch. We got mugs, shirts, and stickers.
Just don't throw yours out when it comes in the
mail. Yeah. Also, check out our Maker channel, the Super Maker, YouTube / the Super Maker Bros. We have a custom URL now.
Nice.
I think that's it. I'm the fanboy, and I gotta take a shit.
I'm the hater, and I may have to poop too.
And I'm the fence rider. You just listen to the best podcast you never heard of.
Do you have to poop too?
Not yet. Oh. That's why I want to say it.
What's my line? Where we're going, we don't need roads. Eh? Back to the Future? No?
Well, I mean, you're gonna drop some roads when you take a dump.
Great Scott!